back to Columbia, South Carolina, a winner 86-76 in a real slugfest here tonight in Columbia as we're joined by the head coach of the Commodores, Kevin Stallings. Boy, this was just a physical up and down, the whole combination, game of runs the whole night.
Yeah, it was, and I thought our guys showed a lot of courage coming out after halftime and you know, getting back and getting the lead. And you know, the story of the game, obviously, was we turned the basketball over too much against their pressure. But I was proud of our fight. I thought we had a number of guys. I thought Jeff Taylor played very well. I thought George Drake did a nice job. Brad Tinsley did a nice job. Jermaine, bless his heart, he had to play the whole time and had to be exhausted, but he gave us a great effort. So, you know, we had some guys play really well for us tonight, and you know, they're fighting. They're doing the best they can, so we just got to keep trying to help them.
You said you were going to play more zone tonight. You did early on. They hit some threes on you early, but it kind of kept Downey at least in check for the most part.
Yeah, it did. I thought the beginning of both halves we did a good job with the zone, although they did hit threes in the first half. They didn't in the second. That's what allowed us to get in. And then Downey just kind of took the game over, and he's just one of those special guys that can do that. And they're very fortunate to have him. He's awfully good.
Talk about that first part of the second half where you get back in, you make your 14-0 run. What changed? What got you back in this thing?
We got stops and rebounds, and so when we were getting them stopped and we got the rebound, we never had to play against their press, and so we were coming down, you know, in the half court. The first half we shot over 50%. And we even did some of that in the second half. I would imagine our percentage was probably decent in the second half. I don't know. But once we got into the operating area, we were good. We were able to do that with stops and rebounds. In the first half, we might get a stop, but they'd get the rebound. Or we turned it over and they scored. So, you know, that was just kind of the difference.
We'll take a break. More with the coach right after this. Vanderbilt in South Carolina, 86-76. The Gamecocks a winner as they improve to 4-2 on the season as we continue with the coach. You mentioned Jeff earlier. You know, there were a couple of periods in the game where he just said, give me the ball, and I'm driving to the basket, and really, he looked really, really good tonight.
Yeah, Jeff had a good game, and Jeff's going to be a really good player for us, and you know, we're probably asking him to do more than he should have to do right now, and that's kind of the problem. We need other guys doing, you know, playing up to their capabilities, and right now, you know, Jeff and Brad and George, I mean, Jermaine, we got some guys that are getting close to it. Steve's been on a good run. Festus had a tough night tonight, but they all gave great effort. You know, I mean, AJ didn't have a good night, but he had 11 rebounds. And so, that's a start. You know, we got to get AJ built back up, and his confidence is gone right now, and we got to get him built back up, and hopefully 11 rebounds will start that.
What does it tell you about this team to come back a couple of times in this environment, which is much better in here than it's been in here in a long time?
Yeah, something that I already knew, and that is that they have great character, and they're not guys that are going to give in. They're going to keep fighting, and they're an awesome group of kids, and I feel terrible for them right now because I want to help them, you know, get back in the win column and that kind of thing. And obviously we're not getting wins right now, but they're fighting and practicing hard and continuing to have great attitude. So if they do that, we'll come out of this at some point.
And it's one of those things too, where things are starting to build up. You got guys nicked up, you know, AJ's not 100%. You got several guys that are dealing with that. Doesn't help anything.
No, it doesn't. And you know, our margin for all that's probably not great to begin with our team, but you know, it's just something you got to fight through. You got to battle through it. You can't give into it, and you can't use it as your excuse. I mean, yeah, we got some guys hurt. We got some guys sick. We got some guys that whatever. But bottom line is we got to try to figure out a way to win a game, and that's what we got to keep trying to do.
Good luck Saturday.
Thank you.
More after this.